Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
Appreciate you being here. I was wondering, when we were talking with Tom yesterday, how in the heck is this type of cleanup done if you have gasoline that leaks and then rises to the surface and then comes back down in the ground? How do you clean that up?
And that's an excellent question, Tony. And we have some of the best minds in the business working on this, both from the state, federal, and local level, in concert with experts that Marathon has brought in to address this. What we've done, and at this point I can give you data that's very recent. We put in a series of what are called geoprobes, and what we do with those is we delineate the full range of where this product has geographically made it to. So what we want to do is we want to define the area and make sure we do everything we can to mitigate its further movement off-site. And we feel that we've done a very good job with that, and we're really on top of that. Now, the other thing we do, and we started this immediately last weekend, is we put in a series of what are called extraction wells. And these are 6-inch in diameter wells that go down approximately 20 feet. And these wells have a PVC pipe that go down into them, and we're actually applying a very strong vacuum to the top of these PVC pipes. That is where we extract the product that's in the ground. Of course, comes up with that. There's some water in the soil and things like that. And then Marathon, once again in conjunction with the state and federal EPA, we treat and handle and make sure we sequester everything that comes out of those wells and is handled properly.
What is the percentage of the gasoline that is in the soil that you're able to extract?
Well, I think it depends on the wells and the soil water that's there. But I can give you an idea. As of yesterday, we had actually obtained more than 15,000 gallons of product, so we got more water with that. But once it was distilled, it amounted to 15,000 gallons of product that was removed safely from the ground.
So there's more than 200,000 gallons that was leaked, so you still have a lot more work to do.
And we're very much on top of that. We're aggressively going at that. We're working that 24/7. It doesn't matter whether it's a holiday weekend, what day of the week it is, we will be there and we will be working around the clock until we get this dealt with.
Robert, when you extract this gasoline from the soil, how much is left over in the soil and how long does it take for that to evaporate or wash away?
Well, we're working to determine that, and as we pull it out, one of the things we're putting into plans is working with, once again, the EPA, the federal EPA, and all the other local officials who are very much overseeing this process, putting together a long-term remediation plan. So as we go forward, we'll be able to answer those questions a little bit better. But right now, I think our priority is safely removing as much and as quickly as possible, and we feel that we're being successful at that at this point.
The easiest part of the job is taking the gasoline that has come to the surface or is that is in the water. Talk about how you do that.
Well, as we put a vacuum on these and bring it up, we actually have on-site, they're called frac tanks. Basically, they're just big holding tanks where the water and the product are allowed to separate, and the two are handled differently. Of course, the water that's come into contact with gasoline is treated very carefully because any sort of lingering contaminants must not go back into the environment, and we work very carefully on that. And then any of the hydrocarbons, the gasoline that we have extracted, and of these more than 15,000 gallons, those then are taken off-site and handled as well.
Robert, how much is this costing Marathon a day to...
I don't have those numbers, and I think, on behalf of Marathon and, our management and all our shareholders, that is the very last of the considerations right now. The cost of this is not even a thought. What our consideration is going in and safely, for our employees, the contractors and surrounding neighborhoods, taking care of this safely. The number two priority is making sure that we do everything possible to minimize any further impact on the environment. And number three, our number one thought after all those two things is, we're not going anywhere. No matter what it costs, we will be here to get this done right.
Now, from what I understand, the leak was found. Where are we from here? Have you replaced that gasket? And where are you in that process?
That has been completed. Once again, with oversight from the state and federal officials, the gasket that failed has been removed. That has been sent to a laboratory. It's being it'll be analyzed very, very thoroughly. The results will be looked at by both the government and by Marathon. And the actual line where this happened has been fully restored to everyone's satisfaction. The results that come from that study, and we don't know what they'll be right now because it's very much an anomaly we haven't seen before, but the results that come back, we will do everything we can to make sure that not only that doesn't happen at this site ever again, but whatever we find, we'll make sure that throughout Marathon's system that we share those results and we make sure that anything that could be lingering is taken care of.
So from what you know, you don't know how long it's going to take to get the process completed as far as the cleanup is concerned. Is that tank now refilled and back in order? And have you checked the other tanks and piping around that area?
We have, very, very thoroughly. And actually, the tank itself was never having any sort of leak from it. This was from a pipe that was feeding the tank, and that pipe had a gasket that was leaked. So as that line was pressured up to fill the tank at intervals, that is when the leak was taking place.
And from your knowledge, has anyone been displaced because of this? I understand a farmer has a hay field there. Well, what's that story?
We're working very, very closely with the local residents. The gentleman that you refer to, I know that our people have been speaking to, I'm sure, at least daily. We're working to make sure that things are taken care of to his satisfaction and working very hard. The thing we recognize is that, we're a neighbor in the community, and the residents around us, we understand that there's levels of concern, and, we want to do everything we can to make them feel safe and help them understand what we're doing and how we're doing it.
All right. And from what we understand, well water has not been affected in the area, and if people want their wells checked or their soil checked or if they need bottled water, you will provide that. How do they get that?
Yeah, definitely. The Marathon is definitely committed to ensuring the safety of the residents, and all requests for sampling. Additionally, if people feel that just out of concern, and we understand that they would rather drink bottled water until they get their very specific tests back of the area that would be impacted. We're providing bottled water. Any of the calls for any additional testing, bottled water, or any general questions can be directed 24/7 to our office in Woodhaven, and that's at 734-676-7775.
All right, Robert, I have your phone number. We'll stay in touch. Appreciate your candor and your time.
Thank you very much, Tony.